99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
Think about a first date that you had, and maybe the awkwardness of getting to know that person a little bit more closely for the very first time. Maybe it was a blind date. You didn't know anything about him beforehand. Anything crazy happen? Well,
I haven't had anything like outrageously happen other than just a guy showing up, not really having a plan. That wasn't a great date.
Right. So this setting the bar coming out of Florida, it involves a first date. So if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to show off on that first date by getting into a high speed chase with police, you're doing okay.
Oh, she's not going to be impressed by that.
Yeah, if you're on a first date, probably safe to say that your date doesn't want to go on a high-speed chase from the police.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is like, hey, I could totally be in Fast and Furious. Watch this.
Right. Florida story here. Taylor didn't get that memo. He and his date hopped on a motorcycle over the weekend. And, you know, they're probably, you know, maybe they're driving around. Maybe they're headed to the restaurant, whatever. At some point, runs a red light, whether it was on purpose or by accident, we don't know. Taylor saw the cop at the intersection.
And then he saw, had a decision to make.
Yes. Cop saw Taylor. Cop turned on his lights. Taylor was like, well,
he turned on the gas.
It's either fight or flight. And he went, let's go, buddy.
Wow.
So he sped up until he was going well over 100 miles an hour, weaving in and out of traffic, running several more red lights. And Taylor was caught. He told police he was trying to show off for his date.
And did it work?
The police asked his date her thoughts. She said, I was screaming at him to stop, but he refused.
Okay, I think maybe that indicates there won't be a second date.
Yeah, probably not a second date for that one. So, yeah, Taylor's in trouble now. So, again, you know, there are things that you can decide to do on first dates, and maybe running from the police shouldn't be on that list.
No, and listen, if you run a red light or stoplight or whatever, and you're going to just take the ticket. Okay, it's, you know, that's going to be a much better outcome. Sure, it's embarrassing if you're on a first date, got it, but way less embarrassing than getting caught after the high-speed chase, which then I think is a much harsher consequence.
I will say that I don't know if I'll call it a date because we were friends, but we were kind of like going out to get something to eat together. We didn't really call it a date. So anyways, for the purpose of this story, I'll call it a first date, okay? So I was driving my date and I turned left in front of an oncoming car and got into an accident. On the first date.
Oh, no.
So thankfully, it was just, you know, a minor fender bender. And I ended up getting a ticket. And, you know, the car was still drivable. So that's good. And but yeah, that was my first date story there.
That's not good.
Nope, not good at all. And she's, you know, married to someone else. So it never worked out.
Could have been because of that.
Maybe it was. Anyways, that is your Setting the Bar story from Florida on 99.7 DJX.